Okay, good morning. So we started yesterday Siman Mem Tes, which is the dinim of Yayin, Bracha and Yayin, different brachas that are Sheikh to Yayin. So we're holding over here by Siman Mem Tes, Siv Gimel. So now, when I mix wine with another beverage, with another drink, so in order to be able to make on a bari pira gafin, I need that first of all, it's the derech ha'ilam to dilute the wine with this liquid that we're mixing it with, and also that it's the amount that's mekubal to dilute it with. That's number two. Number three, at the end I need to remain with at least 1/6 of the water, whatever it is that we have here. 1/6 has to be wine, which is a little more than 17% of the mixture. And the fourth thing is, which is important, that you still have tam yayin. Tam yayin means there's still an alcohol taste to it. When I have all these tanayim, then the chiddush of here by yayin is that it's coming to enhance the yayin, and it comes a tafel to the yayin. It's a din meziga. Yayin, right? Wine, for sure back in the days, wine was very, very strong. A normal person did not drink the wine plain. So you were mizig it with water, let's say. The water over there is making the wine drinkable. So the water is a tuffle to the wine, which makes it part of the wine, to the point where when I need a share of yayin for kiddush or whatever I may need the share for, the water is part of that share. So therefore, but if I'm going to mix it with a mashke that's not regal to mix it with, like mixing wine with beer, so then it goes like a regular taraybis. Just like in any other mixture we learned, there we go busted the rive. If you have two things mixed together and you enjoy both, so then you go busted the rive. It's not just that the beer comes to enhance the wine. And even if you have rive, by yayin, you're still going to need tam yayin. It has to have an alcohol taste of the wine. Otherwise, it lost its chashivas of yayin. So, if I have, let's say, I want to mix. I have seltzer. I don't know if people still do this back in the, but not so long ago. Let's go to your grandparents. They would give you some seltzer with a little grape juice mixed in, a little wine. So, grape juice is a separate discussion, which we'll discuss. But if, let's say I would do it with wine, pour some wine into seltzer. So, if it's the derech ha'olam to be mizig it, to mix it together. So then, if it's the derech ha'olam, so then maybe they don't fit in those rules that we mentioned. But if it's not the derech ha'olam, just you do it to give it some taste, you give the seltzer some taste, you put it in a small amount, so then it's a shakel, Okay. The question is, our wines seem to be weaker than their wines. And sometimes the wines you buy already were mixed with water. So the bottom line is, halacha l'maisa, let's say Friday night you want to be mekayim kiddush with wine, and the same thing is negated to making the bracha bari pira gafin. But you want to be, but you don't want to drink wine plain, so you could add some water, but it has to remain with tam yayin. Is to have that alcohol taste to it. Okay, so let's see. Sif Gimel, yayin shenis arav b'mayim, yayin that was mixed with water. Im ein b'yayin al echa mishisha chalakim shebimayim. If you do not have in the wine except one sixth, you divide the whole thing into six parts. Echa mishisha, one of the six parts in the water is wine. If you do not have that, means less than that 17%. Vade batal yayin, V'ein erak kamayim, you make a shakal on that. V'meish b'yayin yosef, if I have more wine, im derech anshe ha-mokim nimzik, oisei, kokach, v'lishteis b'mokmayim, if it's the derech in that place to dilute the wine with this mashke, and with this amount that I did, as long as it's the last time, yay. Same thing is true with mixing the wine with grape juice. Still has to have. Okay. Now, over there will be sure by Rabbi Goffin. Just the question is if we'll have a shem yayin for, let's say, Kiddush. Right? That mile of yayin that fermented, so then you'll still need the taste of the alcohol, taste of it. Now, what I meant by grape juice, it comes into more of a shadow because there are many places that say there's no dimziga over there by grape juice. By grape juice, no dimziga. So, once there's no dimziga by grape juice, so then already there are places that hold, you can only add a small amount of water to it. Or, you can't, some places they can't add any water to it. It should be like a regular taroivis of let's say the beer and the wine. So that they say that grape juice is a much weaker taste, that if you can add even just a small amount of something else, you're gonna lose the taste of the grape juice. Could be depends what grape juice they're referring to, but it's gonna lose the taste of the grape juice, and therefore you can't add more than a small amount. So to add water to grape juice, that's very much more of an issue. A small amount you could, but not a lot. And even to go up to that, the grape juice is the roiv, already also going on a borderline, then you can lose the tam yayin, which is important over here for the Bari Priya Gafin. Okay, now, Sifdal is a maridik halach, k'shem shabbas, im kaval of Poyte komini meichel. Just like pas has the chashivas, that if you kavei on it, it patis all other foods. Kach hayayin im kavei ha'atzmai, lishlis yayin, if you kavei it, you hear the lashon. So to yayin, if you kavei yourself to drink yayin, poyte shah ha'mashkin, patis on the mashkin, mi bracha rishayna, u mi bracha achroina, and from bracha achroina. The mashkin was in front of him the time when he made the bracha on the yayin. Or at least he had it in mind to drink from that mashkin. But if it was not in front of him, have you suffered and tzarech levarach alein oilai? Akein yimnas atzmei mehen. Should hold himself back from it. Alach shivarach bracha achrein al yayin. Oy shivarach al ezidav meichel shakel. Take something else that's shakel. Take some herring. V'yichav lifter gam esamash. So here we have a few points over here which make the halach a little more complicated than the way it is. So we said that if someone's kaveyat when lishlis yayin patas shamash and bracha shayna. Now, this halacha is, so first of all, what does it mean? So let's take an example by Kiddush, right? I made Kiddush Shabbos morning. I'm making Kiddush al-Yayin. Is it Dafki Yayin or even grape juice, right? That's a big machlokes. Paiskim, if this chashiv is Dafki Yayin, is that what we give? In other words, the halacha is that Seichir Adam Eshkol Anofim, the Gemara Babasa, which is quoted in halacha, a person could squeeze a cluster of grapes, Umakadishalav, can make Kiddush on grape juice. Right? And then one should not make a mistake and say Seichir Adam Eshkol Anofim, Makadishalav means Friday night. Rav Chaim Noah. Writing, says the Shulchan, he's walking home from Shul with a very chashav yid. And the yid said he's in a rush, he has to rush home to squeeze the grapes. Squeeze the grapes, it's a deraisa to squeeze. So the chashav Rav said, what do you mean? It's a first Gemara Babasra. Seichel Adam Eshkol Nafim Mekadosh Alav. There's an Indian to squeeze it and then be Mekadosh on it. So that means Erev Shabbos, Seichel Adam Eshkol Anav. Right? And then you can use that grape juice to make Kiddush on. Okay. So we do find over here clearly that grape juice is, it didn't ferment yet. It doesn't have that alcohol taste to it. So the teretz is, each placing in there, nusach, that since it could become fermented, it could become wine, so it has already a chashivus of yayin. Right. Question is nowadays, that they stop the process from becoming wine, which such idea already existed in times of the Beis Yosef. He talks about irupi, a type of, they used to put some kind of seed on the grapes that it won't be able to ferment to become wine. But again, it's not so clear. If you leave a bottle of grape juice around, the fact is that it would start to ferment. They could remove the sulfites and different things like that. So what we make a very big offer on the grape juice because it had a chance before they stopped the process, it had a chance to become wine. Okay. But then the person talk about, are we going to apply to grape juice the other dinim of wine? And one of the discussions is this halacha. This halacha of yayin pait is a mashkin. Do we give it to grape juice or it's only yayin because it's reish kol mashkin? It's a chash of a mashkin. It's memele, the other mashkin become a tafel to it. That's one nidain. Then the second nidain is, what does it mean that you're being kaveh on the yayin? How much do I need to drink? I'm making kiddush. So I, the mekadesh, drink Zimulay Lugmav. Or a revius I drink. Or I drink the whole cup. But what about the people that are sitting around, listening to kiddush? If they're drinking, they're only drinking a small amount. A very small amount. Is that enough for them to be cool that they drank wine that the pater called mashkin or not? So that's a big machlekes. Mishbrus is of the opinion they have to drink at least a mulei lugmav or a revius. Suppose the Shulchan Aruch Rav says even a small amount. So the people that are drinking Shabbos morning a small amount from the kiddush because they want to be machma like the Brisker Rav to drink from kiddush, they're running into this issue that the machleik is over here. Do they make a shakal and the other mashkin or not? So they have to come into one of the eights, is either that the other mashkin shouldn't be out in front of them, or they should make a shakal on the herring at the kiddush, or something else. Fine. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll fill in more pratim about this din of yayin pait that's called mashkin, and then we'll move on. What? Only if it's mevushal. It's not mevushal. Which the grape juice, the kedem grape juice.